West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Not a lot of information available this morning about a rescue on the Tallapoosa River Monday afternoon, other than it was successful. Before 4 p.m. Monday, the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office and Harrelson County Fire Department responded to the Tallapoosa River near Liner Road, where they were able to rescue three adults and two small children trying to kayak who apparently got stuck in the river. A 23-year-old Douglas County man facing several charges in Harrelson County after deputies say his vehicle reached 100 miles per hour on I-20. A stolen police firearm and drugs were found in his vehicle, as well as a 12-year-old who was identified as a runaway out of Fulton County. Last week, members of the Joint Crime Suppression Operational Task Force Unit were on I-20, where they observed a maroon sedan passing other vehicles at a high rate of speed. While traveling in the fast left lane, the vehicle was clocked at 92 miles per hour in the 70 mile per hour zone. As law officers attempted to stop the vehicle, though, it reached speeds of 101 miles per hour while following other cars too closely and cutting other vehicles off. Once the vehicle was stopped, the suspect identified as Kaiseri Hardy stepped out, and officers claimed the scent of green and burned marijuana escaped the vehicle. K-9 CETA conducted a free air sniff outside, and the K-9 alerted on the driver's and passenger's side of the sedan. During the search of the vehicle, a stolen firearm from the Atlanta Police Department was identified, as well as approximately 6.9 ounces of suspected marijuana and two driver's licenses that were stolen from entering autos in Douglas County. The passenger in the vehicle was identified as a 12-year-old runaway who was in DFAC's custody out of Atlanta. The juvenile was turned over to Harrelson County DFAC's to coordinate with Fulton County. Hardy was charged with theft by receiving stolen property, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, possession of marijuana, and identity theft. He was released from the Harrelson County Jail after meeting a $32,434 bond. A 34-year-old Bremen man who fought and ran from local police is sentenced by a U.S. district judge to 14 years in prison to be followed by 3 years of supervised release. According to information presented in court, less than a month after his release from state prison for other criminal conduct, Arthur Gene Young, accused of shoplifting from a local pharmacy, eluded officers and shouted that he would not go back to prison as he fled the scene. Young was pursued on foot through town, and officers caught up to him on a train track. There he grabbed the wrist and arm of a deputy sheriff who attempted to detain him. During the struggle, Young was found to be in possession of a loaded semi-automatic pistol. An officer managed to secure the weapon before Young was finally handcuffed. As a multi-convicted felon, Young was legally prohibited from possessing firearms. I'm Colin Worthington.